It's time for another fun fact, and this week, Jeremy, we are headed to Epcot.
Epcot's at Walt Disney World, and I know things about Walt Disney World, so yay.
Actually, this is the California Adventure Epcot. It's a very little known Epcot.
Cape-cot.
So, Jeremy, in Epcot, where can you find an homage to a classic Walt Disney World attraction and a, at best, mediocre film from 2000 that was loosely based on that attraction?
In Epcot. Okay. Wait. Are you talking about, is it Mission Space?
Hey,
and Mission to Mars?
Got it in one.
Did you just call Mission to Mars a mediocre film from 2000?
I said at best mediocre film from 2000, my friend.
Bro. I love that movie.
I will plead the IMDb and Rotten Tomatoes scores on this film.
I must strongly disagree with your characterization of Mission to Mars starring Gary Sinise and Don Cheadle and some other people. One of them, Jerry O'Connells, is in there too.
One of those O'Connells. There's so many of them. Okay.
Gary O'Connell. I don't know.
I apologize. I meant classic Disney attraction and cinema masterpiece from the early 2000s.
Thank you.
But yeah, so Mission Space was based off Mission to Mars, which was originally Mission to the Moon? If I recall correctly,
I did not know that.
Mission to the Moon. Yeah. So basically,
Mission to the Moon was extraterrestrial, right? That's in the Stitch's Great Escape spot.
Yeah. So that was Mission to the Moon. Then it was Mission to Mars. Then it was extraterrestrial. Then it was Stitch's Great Escape. Then it was stroller parking and character meet and greet.
I was gonna say, then it was storage.
That's right. But while that attraction may not have lived on, it did live on a little bit in Mission Space, which was, again, loosely tied to the Mission to Mars film. Again, as you said, Gary Sinise does show up in both of those things. And in fact, the gravity wheel is from Mission to Mars.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, Mission to Mars.
I really do love that movie.
The cinematic masterpiece that is Mission to Mars. Brad never said at best mediocre, because Brad would never have said at best mediocre about the cinematic masterpiece that is Mission to Mars.
Oh, man.
So, Jeremy, I take it you're going to go watch you some Mission to Mars now, aren't you?
Oh, I watch it regularly. Like, every couple years, I get my Mission to Mars fix.
Well, look forward to our special bonus episode coming in a couple of months called Jeremy Reviews Mission to Mars in Real Time, because everyone is just hankering for that 90-minute podcast, buddy.
Our Patreon bonus track is going to be a 2-hour long real-time Mission to Mars watch party.
Can I donate negative money?
No. that would mean I pay you to do it? I don't want to do that.
Yeah, buddy. I'm doing good here. Well, I think that does it for this week's fun fact. If you have a fun, interesting, or obscure fact you'd like to share, you can find us on Twitter. We are at MTM Podcast, on Facebook at facebook.com/MTM Podcast, and you can always find us at our home on the web at missingthemouse.co. We'll be back with another fun fact, and until then, have a magical day.